Good morning, friends. I wanted to make you aware, my role here at Mockingbird is that of chaplain. So if at any point during the conference you would like to talk to someone or are in need of prayer, you can track me down, and it would be an honor to minister to you if I can. Now, I should add that I'm not really that good at prayer, but I was all that Dave Zoll could come up with. So we'll just have to trust God together. Amen. This devotion this morning is called, We Stopped Relying on Ourselves. These are my words. They have not been generated by AI. They have not been co-opted by the religious right or the secular left. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. I want you to know that I believe in the power and the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in the world. I am not a cessationist. I am a continuationist. I believe in miracles. I believe in God's intervention. I am a charismatic Christian, which means that I am a person of perpetual disappointment. My need of God's intervention and God's intervening rarely intersect. Lord, reveal to me the prayer that you will answer, because that is the one I want to pray. You know, John MacArthur and John Piper don't have any of my kinds of problems. Those guys don't expect God to do anything. They put their heads on their pillows at night and sleep like babies. I don't sleep as well. God, if you keep on insisting on not giving me any answers, I'm going to keep giving you Mockingbird devotions that sound like this. These are my words. There is no product placement here. Maybe I'll deconstruct. Maybe I'll have a revival. But there is no deconstructionism or revivalism happening here. Just the grace of God. The grace of God is a hell of a thing. It makes things so very clear. It will separate us from all our idolatrous expectations of what God should do. It will keep us from putting our hopes in things like self-improvement and optimism. It will teach us to cherish bad cups of coffee, being cut off in traffic, and our spouse who we can't seem to fix. It will make us wonder at the miracle of being alive. It will lead us to the blessing of losing over and over again. It will compel us to complain along with the Apostle Paul. We stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely on God who raises the dead. Trusting God feels like the sound of Bach's cello suite number 1 in G major. It leads you to being not just a person of perpetual disappointment, but a person in perpetual awe. So, I was sitting in church, and I shouted, "Behold!" when my pastor said that all seasons have an expiration date, including seasons of prosperity. And I shouted, "Jesus Christ!" when he said, "We are not defined by our seasons of emptiness or failure, brokenness or wholeness. The only definitive thing is God's love." Damn my life of unbelief. No, I mean really. Take all the infected splinters of practical atheism and put them up on the altar of God's silence, and let God send his river of fire whenever he gets around to it. Is God silent? Let us receive him in his silence. Is God absent? Let us then receive him in his absence. By all means, let us also receive him in his signs and wonders and revivals and miracles as well. But maybe you're too tired to anticipate anything like that. It's okay. Jesus has a history of cursing unfruitful fig trees. Just stand still and wait for him to walk by. He will speak to your branches. He will speak to your roots. And if he says, shrivel up and die, fear not, because what he is really cursing is the gracelessness that has snuck its way like a talking serpent into our hearts. I used to be afraid of judgment, but now I know that the judgments of Christ are what heal us of our wounds, self-inflicted or otherwise. Damn the life of unbelief and drink from the well of Christ himself. What other place is there for us to go? A deconstructionist podcast? A worship leader turned Christian nationalist political movement? Please, I never want to be so stupid that I join a mobilizer's mob. And I never want to be so clever that I lose my humanity, and by that I mean my hunger and thirst for grace. So, here's a thing that can make a low church charismatic out of even the most cerebral, highbrow, liturgical among us. The proclamation that might even make John Piper speak in tongues. The man Christ Jesus is Lord, and he is Lord over all things, and all things are from him and through him and to him, and you are free to not believe that if you want to. I really don't care. But the problem with any other project, especially the project of self-actualization, is that it's boring. Your best life now? GTFO, man. Your purpose-driven life? Come on, man. Here's the book I should write and everybody should buy, but it's so simple, it's stupid. Hardly anyone can believe it. It's called this, God's Love Never Fails, Let's Have Lunch. In a little church somewhere in Michigan, a church with a neon cross behind the pulpit, a church part of a denomination called the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel, where the pastor is the lead guitar player in an 80s hair metal cover band, there is a guy sitting in the seats named Kevin. Kevin used to live on the streets, but now he has an apartment and a church family, and he gets so overwhelmed when the saints start singing together, and the love of God just wrecks him every time he goes through those church doors. I saw him ride his bike down the street and run into the worship service. I saw him during the time of worship singing badly, singing boldly, and when the musicians ended the song and the room went silent, Kevin put both his hands in the air and with all the love he could muster, cried out in the loudest voice, "Jesus kicks ass!" Selah.